Rackrap, haven't you already farmed 10 million melons?
Well, I've tried to.
5 times.
Each attempt is 100 days, 33 hours, and that's not including time spent researching and developing strats.
We can get into why slabs are better than leaves, why the perfect length is 128 blocks, or why Henry Ford is the absolute goat of melon farming.
But we gotta go back to the evening before my attempt.
My last attempt, I got 6.9 million melons.
Which sounds good until you realize my last attempt was 6.8 million. That was 6 months ago.
It's actually unbelievable the amount of planning this going into this thing. I have, this is my villager setup. I have a little key. Look at this. Slash in the middle. That's a librarian.
These are how my chests are going to be organized.
Each little square is a different farm I need to build. So this is the villager trading hall.
Not to mention every other time I've done this.
This is a document for a 10-player run I did a couple of months ago, and it looks like a freaking textbook. If you're wondering why that never turned into a video, we had 10 people and got 12.5 million melons. And I need 10 million.
Another day, another melon
challenge. I can't even type. I ran out of characters.
All right, what do we got this time? We got a forest. Woo!
In this video, you'll see the culmination of over a year's worth of strats and tricks. Everything needs to be done to the T.
Frick, I thought it was gonna kill me.
10 million melons is no joke, and I have to be on top of my game the entire time. It can be pretty tricky to get a surface lava pool, but my world clutched up and gave me one off spawn.
Oh my gosh, yes! Oh,
the godseed.
Give me a good Netherman. I'm gonna rip pace, bro. I'm actually gonna rip pace.
We entered the Nether in just under 5 minutes. Which isn't insane, like we have 100 more days to play, but it was really good for the mental of the challenge. Sometimes I can spend 3 hours trying to enter the Nether quickly and just not even start the challenge. Getting some early momentum was huge for the mental. Using the debug screen, I was able to locate a piglin brute, which would lead me to the most key structure in the early game of a melon challenge. A bastion.
I want to stop and get this Enderman real quick. How am I supposed to get down there? Like that. Expertly done. Oh, it's stables. Uh-oh, this might be the end of the run. Yes. Oh, wait, no. Please. Double bad gap.
Listen, I know it doesn't mean much to you now, but double bad gap. I knew that from breaking these two blocks, there was no more gold in the entire rest of the bastion. The entire reason I'm coming here. But I decided to keep playing, because, you know, I might as well. And I am scraping this bastion clean. I'm like a monkey, and it is like a jar of peanut butter. I hope that analogy works. Like peanut butter's good. Like, you'd scrape it clean, right? The point is, I open every single chest and trade every scrap of gold and get 6 pearls.
I got another pearl trade.
And I'm like, okay, I could play it out. I'm in a warp forest, I could kill some endermen, but I wasn't gonna do that unless I had at least 20 obsidian. And I kid you not. With like 2 pieces of gold in my inventory, I'm like, there's no way they give me the obby. And bro, it gives me the 20th piece of obsidian on the last gold trade.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
What is this run? And so, I keep the run alive, killing a couple endermen.
I mean, it's still not bad pace.
But I only get 11. The odds that are enough are low. But I decided to go to the fortress anyways because I'm just playing on scraps.
This is such a goofy run, bro. I found the fort.
I want you to take a minute to just look at my tools right now. Like, I am forcing this seed out so hard.
Oh my gosh.
And it is just barely working. With a couple of rods, I build my first nether portal to see where the stronghold is.
I'm glad I kept my furnace. I did not think I'd have to be smelting iron. I did not think I'd have to be making another...
Again, another testament to how close this run is to dying. I'm having to measure my eyes inside of a cave.
Okay, so 135 divided by 8 is... That's 80 plus 4.
So I have the coordinates for the stronghold in my head and managed to kill a couple of creepers, which is actually really nice because we need gunpowder when going into the end.
It would be a miracle if this run makes it. Like, actually, if this is the melon run... If this is the run where I hit 10 million, like, I just don't even know what to say. This is a crazy start. Negative 115, 595. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm trolling. Holy jeez. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm so good. Dude. 2i? It's a 2i! You're kidding. That's insane. How much gunpowder? We have 7 gunpowder. That's not a lot. I'm breaking. Okay, dragon. I'm coming. Could you please go? Oh, crap. Wait. Okay, that might be enough. Oh my gosh, that was actually so close. Wow. This run is actually crazy.
Even with all my luck, the thing that kills the early game the most is still yet to come. The Outer End Island. And this was about to test my patience.
Okay, I didn't get spawned. I got a better spawn than I did last time.
As the blocks came and went, I could feel the time slipping away. And I knew that if I restarted, I could potentially get a faster run. After all, every day counts. It's an exponential growth, so the faster you can start farming, the more melons you'll get. I kept going one more island, and another, with no ship in sight. We were 3 days in by this point, and I wasn't sure if I should reset.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. You're kidding. Literally with 10 seconds to go. Oh my gosh, you're actually trolling. I was planning to end this run, dude.
Not only was this slower than I wanted, but with all of the trolling and the bastion, I was completely out of food.
Do I just eat chorus fruit? Is it worth to keep going? I was like thinking about how I would edit this and title it. It would be like how most melon runs go. They just kind of die.
I was going to have to get everything I needed from the end with no food and 21 firework rockets. Materials I will need for the next 100 days. Every tool I will use. If I took too much damage, I'd have to eat a chorus fruit, teleporting me to the bottom and wasting one of my 21 rockets.
Alright, time to lock in. Unironically, I might be out of the end faster than my best pace ever. One, because this city's insane. But two, because I just don't have very many resources and, like, I'll be forced to leave. I think I got it. Oh my gosh. I'm surprising myself with how well I'm playing this, I'm not gonna lie. Alright. I'm running dangerously low on resources. I have almost everything I need, though. Oh my gosh. This has got to be my last city. And then, like, I actually just need to get the heck out of here, dude. That's the fastest I've ever left the end.
Back at spawn, the first thing I did was punch trees again. I mean, not really, it was with an axe, but I think it's a funny parallel. What we're doing over the next 1 or 2 days is finalizing all of our gear, which means I need to make an enchanting table, get our first bit of food back, and snag a couple firework rockets.
Time to make some my shulker boxes. So that's the project shulker. We get on top of a tree. Okay, there we go. There's my eat table. Looting 2. Looting 3. Oh my gosh, yes! Yes! Wow,
I can't believe this run is alive.
I actually can't believe just like how fun this is. What the heck?
If you couldn't tell, spirits were at an all-time high. Also, this is like completely unrelated to the video, but I just noticed this. Why are the sides of these buttons not symmetrical? Do you see that? That's 2 pixels. That's 1. But with the melon challenge, the thing I need to do now is go exploring. I have a list here of all of the different biomes that I need to visit, which is actually quite a bit. Some of these are pretty unintuitive. Like, why would you need a deep dark? Well, it's for Swift Sneak, so I can place blocks faster. But before I could start on all of this exploring stuff, I knew I should get at least 1 iron farm up and running before I left for all the exploring. That way it could run in the background. And when I get back, I have enough iron to build the rest of my farms, which are listed here. This is just like the notes document. Like, make sure I get a silk touch shovel for snow blocks. That's something I forgot in the last attempt.
And make sure to hold on to 2 fire res potions so I can get some.
But yeah, I wanted to put a lot of time into placing down my first couple of blocks because it sets the precedent for everything. Even though I won't be starting the melon farm for another 20 days, the first place I'm putting my chests and starter farms is where the farm is going. It matters a lot.
This looks like a flat area, but I'm kind of scared, actually. There's, like, a lot of caves around. Guess I could do it up here, too. I mean, I could do it here, too.
Yeah, I could go over here.
If you remember my diagram of farms from earlier, that's what we're building. And the iron farm is at the center.
I'm worried about there being caves, but I'm just going to have to roll with it, I think.
From day 5, which we're on right now, to the next couple of days, we're going to be setting up a whole bunch of things. The iron farm is one of them, but you're kind of pace-locked until you get enough villagers. In the meantime, we need to build a string duper, which will not only give us more beds, but allow us to buy more bread, which we can use to breed villagers. I set them up in a little box to the side.
Thought I would be able to move a lot faster. I feel like I've been dead silent for so long, bro. I'm cruising, I'm cooking.
One of the reasons this video is so voiceover heavy is because the whole time I wasn't trying to make a video because that takes effort and time and I was putting all of that into farming melons.
No. Get back in your bed.
Okay.
I should be able to get some villagers breeding with that. Oh my gosh. I got trolled by the grass.
On day 6, I threw together a quick little trading hole. Literally just a couple of holes in the ground, but it gets the job done.
Oh my gosh, all the children are stuck. Go to bed.
On day 7, I tied some of the iron golems to the side of the village. This will make our iron farm run faster. And then made a completely new dirt square for the villagers. And I know, you don't need to call me a genius. But like, on a serious note, this having this dirt box in the center of all the iron farms is a huge improvement from the last run. Getting villagers to pathfind where you want is notoriously bad in Minecraft. And so putting the breeder in the center of where you want everything is just so much better than having it off to the side, which is what I did in this run. Literally saved me probably an entire day.
First iron golem. Yes. Oh my gosh, it's working. Yes.
Where did you two go?
Oh, I'm such a skilled Minecraft player. Did you see that play?
Finally. With the newly acquired redstone, I could finally make a chunk loader. This would allow the iron farm to run while I'm exploring.
See if I can figure out how to make this thing. So I need 2 of these. A bow, so I can make a dispenser. So we gotta break this first. I gotta have this going into that.
Light the nether wrap.
Oh, the cat just died. Cool. We have a chunk loader. Now I can go exploring, and my iron farm is just going to be loaded the entire
time.
That's
huge progress. That's so good, man. That's so good. Wow. I'm impressed with myself.
What direction should we go? I don't really know. Maybe this way? Like, there's just so many things I need. I genuinely just don't know where to go. Oh, snow. Dude, my mental's actually on fire right now. It's not nerves that I have right now. It's more so like I'm scared I don't know what I'm doing at all times. Cause that's like the skill of this challenge, knowing what you're doing at all times. And like obviously like just having good strats, you know? Oh, and fun fact, all the snow, it's gonna turn into slime.
It's gonna turn into slime. Like what?
Sorry, maybe you guys aren't as excited as I am, but like that's freaking cool.
Nice.
We got our snow. This is probably too small of an area to get... Oh my gosh, you're trolling.
You're actually kidding me! What?!
There's just a woodland mansion? I don't even need it, dude. I'm gonna turn these. How did you get up here? Bro, like, I just don't need anything in here. Is there anything useful that I could actually get? I don't think so. I need to find a cold biome and a warm biome. So while we're in the cold biomes, we... Oh my gosh, there's ice! Dude, that's so big. Alright, that should be enough. Oh, and then watch this. Tell me you farmed a lot of melons without telling me you farmed a lot of melons. I saved a pair of Depth Strider boots for this exact occasion so I could pick up ice faster. And I'm not even joking! Is anybody else saving Depth Strider 3 boots? Depth Strider 3 iron boots at that so they can pick up ice faster? I don't think so.
Wow.
More lapis. I'll get more lapis. And I'll dig down. Like, what's my erosion value? Negative 0.5. That's pretty good. Yes! I'm so good at the game! I'm so good. Actually so good. Oh, there's a shrieker. So maybe I'm not that good, okay? But like, I'm pretty good. That's silenced armor trim. Are you kidding me? Yeah, these are like rare. Frostwalker? Oh my gosh, look at that. Look at that hoe. Knockback. Yeah, I kinda want that. No. Swift Sneak 1. 2 Notch Apples? What? Swift Sneak 3. I'm out. Where am I going? Here's my Dirt Pillar. Expert Navigator. Oh my gosh. So, I think the play is to just blind out of here. Alright, and now we look for forts. Dude, I swear, if there's a fort in here, I'm actually gonna explode. From joy. We'll have to stop in another bastion. Oh my gosh! It's an SSV fort! Yo, is it good the whole way? No, okay.
Turns out, this was not a good fortress. What you're looking for is a fortress completely in a Soul Sand Valley or Warped Forest. These two biomes have special properties that basically spawn less mobs, and so if there's a fortress in there, the entire mob cap is going to be dedicated more towards Wither Skeletons, which is super important if you're trying to get beacons fast. Oh yeah, did I mention that? We're using 2 beacons to plant melons faster.
Oh, in other words... Need this.
So sadly, I abandoned this fortress, but I still had a lot of errands to run. I'm just like running out of rockets. I kind of need to find a place with paper real soon. Oh, that's a beautiful looking fossil.
6 rockets. Oh, thanks for the achievement.
I decided to check another fortress, but this one was even worse, so I blinded out.
Maybe I should have gone higher up because I'm probably just running around. I need sugar cane. Is that desert? Nope, that's just an iron.
Out of the errands I had left, the fortress was by far the hardest thing to find, so I was just gonna have to keep an eye out for it whenever I was never traveling.
I suppose I could do my trial chamber split right now. Like, that kinda just makes sense.
If the trial chamber has a slime spawner, that'll give us the slime and moss.
I'm just gonna dig down. I'll have a trial chamber, surely, right? They're like a big thing. I don't think I'm gonna hit it. I'm gonna be honest. Yep. Just missed. Oh, yes. Yo, did I not get a chest plate? No, I did. Ow, where's the way? Ooh, hidden chest. Where's the way out of here? I'm poisoned now. Yo, amethyst geode? I don't think there's a slime one in this one. That's kind of bad. Oh, okay. 3 gunpowder. Thanks, man. I'll have to try another trial chamber. A swamp works as well. Okay, you know what? This works. I just need moss from a shipwreck then.
Frick, that would have been so cool if there was moss there.
Oh my gosh! Bro, if I was in hard mode, I actually get dropped there.
So all of that happened before I ate lunch on the first day.
I know, a lot of stuff happens at the beginning. These runs can get pretty overwhelming.
But feeling refreshed, I hopped back on the world, saw a pretty cool island.
Ever? What? It's literally just the top of the mountain.
And then got moss.
Oh.
The night of day 10, my elytra finally got low enough durability that I repaired it. I'll get mending later, but for now this'll do. I went back into the nether, but still no good fortress, so I got some quartz in the meantime. But right after... I found it. A fortress completely in a warped forest. I'd be able to get all 6 of my wither skulls here in hopefully less than a day. In previous runs, I built a wither skeleton farm, which I got pretty good at building, like it would only take a day or two. But honestly, that's still slower than good old-fashioned speedrun straps, aka find a good fortress, which we now have, and lower your render distance. You're basically forcing the mob cap to spawn all around you, and then you use a smite sword to one-shot everything.
Oh my. Yeah, this is what we want. I already have three skulls since when? Four. Ow, ow, ow. I got it. Oh my gosh. Yes.
The last thing you might have seen on my to-do list was a jungle, which is the only thing on here that's not necessary.
I put it here because you can get melons from here, but you can also get melons from an acacia biome.
I really like jungles because you get brown dye, and I like to have brown shulker boxes for my dirt shulker boxes.
But unfortunately, for this run, I just don't have the time to spare.
No way there's a jungle, right? No, I don't think so. I do need melons, though. Holy, that's like the last thing on my list.
It's actually not even on my list. It should be, though.
Dude, I just don't get brown dye. I'm actually so sad.
Dude, okay, I'm gonna give a little check around this hill. The brown dye would be really nice.
Dang, rest in peace, jungle.
There it is, though. Home sweet home. Time to finish the iron farms.
Doing this challenge several times, I've started developing a system for shulker box organization, and it served me so well. But I put all my shulker boxes down because now we're starting to settle into the base.
We really need to crank out these farms so we can start building the melon farm ASAP.
Also, the iron farm was working, so we should have enough to build everything.
My storage system isn't much, but it's effective and empties all of my shulkers. On day 12, I set up a sugarcane farm, which should serve us for the rest of the challenge.
And then hopefully by day 13, we have all the iron farms set up.
Not sure if it's apparent in the video, but this whole challenge, I've just been mumbling to myself about everything that I need to do, and I pause a lot because I don't want to waste time thinking about what I need to do next.
It's close to 15 villagers. That's close. Some tonight. I should probably just wait. I should probably just
day 13, I was still setting up the last few iron farms, but I needed to move a couple of villagers, and I had a genius idea.
Yeah, I can actually just do this now.
Yes! Dude!
This is so sick.
And then you're just over here.
I feel like I've talked about the iron farms so many times in this video, but I guess it kind of makes sense because we have to build 6 in total, so I'm just kind of building the iron farm whenever I have free time. But huge progress update. The only thing left to do is to get enough villagers to put them in the farm. So while I waited for their numbers to breed up, I got the quartz I would need for the rest of the challenge, and then started organizing all of the materials for the next couple farms we're going to build.
There we go.
And on day 14, I got enough redstone from the villagers, because I still haven't gone mining, to build the first farm! Finally! Oh my gosh, I feel like I've been making this video, talking about building a farm, and then just haven't built it for so long. But we're finally putting together the Dark Oak Tree Farm, which is like huge. One of my favorite farms ever, built by a good friend of mine. And even though it takes a couple of minutes to build, it's gonna allow us to get enough chests to store 10 million melons. Plus any extra wood we need to make the farm.
Oh no. I need to do this, this. Oh my gosh. I still got it. I freaking still got it.
And then my arch nemesis, the iron farm, was finally done.
Oh my gosh, I'm a freaking genius.
1, 2, 3. Yo, that's the best villager split I've ever had. Period. Holy guacamole.
I think all the other villagers can just like die now.
It sounds morbid, but like I don't need them.
But I did need zombies. I don't really know why I said it was finished. I just completely forgot. These weren't too difficult though.
There you go. There's one. There's two. Yo, this is so good. My strats are insane.
You can have a temporary home up by the... Oh gosh, I did not mean to do that. Okay, temporary villager home for anybody who wants it. Come up here. There's not really shelter for you, but there are beds. Now I just need to clear my workstation. Look at this. So many iron golems.
Day 14, I made sure to get rid of any straggler iron golems. These will absolutely tank the rates of my farm up there in the area.
Ooh, that's rough.
With all 6 iron farms finally working, I grabbed my shulker full of materials and started building the next farm. It felt so good to make progress.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna grab some more water, and we're gonna build the moss farm. Nice. It's working. Wow, this looks cool.
This looks cool and organized.
I really debated making this next farm. We were on day 16 and on great pace. I didn't want to ruin it, but I knew that for the remaining of the 100 days, I was going to be using a lot of firework rockets. In the past, I've just killed creepers at night, but that sucked up a total of 3 or even 4 days over the course of the run. Hopefully, quick-to-set-up creeper farm was my solution.
I really hope this is worth it. Like, it just... It's so many blocks, like, it's just gonna take a long time to build. I just hope it's worth it, because I don't have to kill creepers, like, at all for the rest of the challenge.
This farm isn't anything fancy, just a basic creeper farm, but it was done on day 17.
And then I think I should get mending for my elytra, too. As much as it pains me to waste time doing it, I just don't think it's gonna be a waste of time. Let's go, let's go. That didn't take any time at all. Wow.
For the first time since the Outer End, I had clean armor. And in celebration, I threw together one of my favorite and yet simple farms. A semi-automatic pumpkin shearer. And just when I thought things couldn't be getting any better, tragedy.
13 fences. You're kidding. You're kidding.
The reason I had a jungle on my to-do list wasn't because of the brown dye or even the melons. It was for the bamboo. Maybe the most important farm of the challenge, my slime farm, requires bamboo.
I need scaffolding. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, that's so, so bad. Wait.
This challenge is all about exponential growth, meaning most of the melons farmed are actually going to be in the last couple of days. So if I lose a couple days in the beginning here to, say, a jungle, the entire graph is going to be offset, and I could literally lose millions of melons.
So I do need a jungle. Crap. I guess I get my brown dye then. Gotta be towards the acacia, right? No, but I've explored this way. Do something risky. I'm going to blind. I'm going to blind 2,000 blocks that way.
But portal after portal, there was no jungle biome. And before I knew it, I'd used all of my obsidian. I could no longer fast travel.
Better temperature value. Well, actually, is it? Right, jungles are a warm biome. Right, that's where they would be.
Yes! Yes!
Oh my gosh. You don't know how much of a relief that is. Well, maybe you do. If I made the video well, you should know how much of a relief that is. Holy... Alright, let me get some more melons, and then we are dipping.
Dude, this looks so cool!
I gotta hightail it back, though. Can't be wasting time.
So, when I got back to base, one of my iron farms had broke completely. I had a suspicion there was an iron golem in a cave below, and using the pie chart, that fear was confirmed. But I was very clueless. How do I find an iron golem somewhere underground? I could dig a whole bunch of poke holes, but that would take forever. I could use replay mod to cheat and look in spectator, but I didn't really want to do that. I wanted a better solution. I thought back to a video I recorded with friends a couple of weeks ago. Somebody stretched their Minecraft window to look through walls, and I couldn't believe it. The strat was working.
I see it. Oh, I can't believe that worked.
So I slapped off the cave and checked the pie chart. There were no more iron golems on pie, and I'd fixed the farm.
I can't believe I did that. I was not sure how I was going to find that guy. Pumped about that. Nice.
I know I haven't pointed out this portion of the dock very much, but these are all of the farms I need to build. And if you've noticed, we built every single one except the slime farm. Over the past couple of days, it's been really fun to watch my base expand. And we haven't got a good view of the whole base, so I thought this shot would be somewhat interesting rather than another speed montage building the slime farm. So take a good look. We're about ready to start planting melons.
And this should be all of the slime, like for the entire video, in one batch, which is like really cool. Oh my gosh. Boom. Bang.
Nice. If you're curious how this farm works, it uses one of the new potions called oozing. Any mob that you splash with it upon death will spawn slime. And so what we're doing is spawning a whole bunch of snow golems, because they're easy to get, splashing them with oozing, and then, well, you got a lot.
I think I built this slightly wrong. I'm not gonna lie. It's not supposed to look like this, I don't think. I think I built it one block too high. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It's not working properly. It's just not working properly.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Oh my gosh. Dude, I'm gonna die in here. I'm actually gonna die.
Dude!
Dude, I built it wrong! I get it, guys, I get it, I get it! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I have to employ my ancient strat of spam click. That just does not sound good. Oh no, 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 no. Okay, what do I do? What do I do? What actually do I do? I get more chests. I need more chests. I have to get everything before it despawns, bro. You accept some donations. Nice. Oh, gosh. Gosh.
Oh. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Help me. Just go in.
Just too much, too many items, too many items, just too many.
It's all this stupid snow, bro. I actually can't move, I actually can't move. I actually- My pickaxe is repairing itself! I'm actually trapped!
Okay, 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 okay. Oh no. Alright, kill them all. 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 Kill them all.
Dude, I'm gonna suffocate in here. There's so many in-
Okay, did I kill them all?
Not phantoms too. Gosh, oh my gosh!
I actually can't. I actually can't. I actually can't. Let me out. 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 Let me out.
Okay. 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 I'm just gonna get all the slime, and I'm just gonna leave. That's what I'm gonna do. That was insane. I can't mine. I can't mine. I just can't mine. Oh my gosh! Oh my, there's still more XP! Oh my gosh.
And now,
I'm gonna build the auto crafters. I need a chest auto crafter and I need a hopper auto crafter.
Those are both of the auto crafters set up.
But I'm like fully prepped for building. I just need dirt.
A little bit of dirt lore. I always mine in 3-block chunks. That way I have walls on both sides and it kind of helps funnel the dirt toward me so I collect faster. Also, I make my windows smaller because it's just easier on my eyes. On day 22, I had 13 shulker boxes full of dirt. So I flew back to base and started chopping. Well, not exactly chopping, but you get the idea. I was mining wood. On day 23, I put all the logs into my auto crafter, which I still think is so cool. Oh my gosh, auto crafters are so cool.
Alright, let's check on the iron farms. How well did we do, guys? Is that good?
I not only needed iron to build the farms, but I needed a ton just for the beacons.
1, 2, 4, 5, 6. Nice. I think this is just like, this is roughly the center. One, two, three, four, five, six, then eight.
I think that's it.
One, two, three, four.
With a few last minute preparations, like getting a couple more firework rockets.
Oh, and I need a rail duper. There's the rail duper.
I was ready to start building. And if you've never seen me attempt to farm melons before, I think this dirt placing strategy is so cool.
Nice. Officially starting on day 24. If I play really well, I might be able to finish the whole layer by day 30. But I actually don't believe that. I actually don't believe that, but we're gonna try. First seeds.
Nice. On day 24, I lit up spawn just a little bit more because we had some close calls. And on day 25, I planted pumpkins. Yes, I know, it sounds kind of funny, but we need a decently sized pumpkin farm to farm melons. On day 26,
we are out of pumpkins, which means we need to set up the collection system because we have pumpkins growing. Believe it or not, that's not a jack-o'-lantern. Time to actually prep our redstone sugar box for the first time, which I'm kind of excited about. And we're going to turn up our brightness again because I feel bad for you guys. I know on YouTube it can look pretty terrible. Ooh, time to check the spoils of war. How much iron do you think we have? How much iron? How much... Honestly, not a bad amount. Okay, time to load our autocrafter for the first time too. Like, this is also just exciting. That's not the recipe. Okay, there we go. That wasn't so bad, was it?
But as I was prepping materials for the harvester section of the farm, I had a bad realization.
Frick, I need to make the timer. Oh, that's so annoying.
Luckily, it's not much more than a modified Etho Hopper clock, so I managed to put it together in a couple of minutes. But this little contraption is going to control all, like, I don't know, however many flying machines I have. 48, 50? Which I guess I should get into. Before I build the flying machines, I kind of need all of the other infrastructure set up so the flying machines kind of don't go flying off in the distance. I've made that mistake before. This isn't too much, mostly just a whole bunch of stone blocks to kind of form backers for the flying machines. And then, of course, the storage.
Okay, I think we have the farm finally functional on day 27. Yeah, look at all this. Oh my.
Yes.
And now we're gonna get the seed autocrafter up and running. First, let's get a couple more pumpkins going. This. Okay, I have the seed autocrafter. Wow, that was, I'm not gonna lie, that was way easier to do than I thought. Dude, this skeleton just cannot hit me. I'm actually invincible. Oh! You missed again! How many times is he gonna miss? He missed again!
With all the dirt and moss in for the first layer, I could finally move on to storage.
Alright, day 29. I'm just getting some more iron to... Oh, that's my iron I want. I'm just getting some more iron to make some more hopper minecarts. I think we're good on the iron situation. I was kind of worried, but I think all of our iron farms are running correctly, which is just the most important. Oh yeah, this is so fast. Yo, I just developed a new strat for placing in chests and hoppers, and I'm gonna call it the frog strat, because you hop from hopper to hopper, kind of like you're hopping.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm actually just having a lot of fun with this strat, and I think it's just genuinely good, and I'm really excited.
And then we can just go back like this, and it's so much faster. I actually didn't realize how insane the Swift Sneak time saves are.
I was actually surprised how many little tricks I was picking up building these layers. I was much more organized than the last time I did this, and the results were starting to show. I was putting things together like lickety-split. Does anybody still say that? Lickety-split? I feel like people don't say that anymore. And now for one of my favorite bits. I'm in a creative testing world, by the way. It might look the same. This is just a demo. Basically, the process of sending a flying machine back and forth can be really hard. Like in my first video, look how big this timer is. I'm wasting so many redstone resources to send that back and forth. And then there's another one on the other side. In this version of the melon farm, we are literally using leaves. Minecraft needs to know how many leaves away a leaf is from a log. And so if this distance gets changed, it makes a redstone output. And so on one side of the farm, we literally just have five leaves. Oh, watch this. You're gonna be able to see this in real time. The log's gonna update it. Timer, boom, sends it back the other way. Professional melon farming at its finest. And then usually the last step of any melon layer is putting some hopper minecarts on the fields. That way the flying machines will just pick them up as they fly by on their first round.
And now, oh my gosh, now we get to do fun part. I need observers and rails.
Placing in the rails, which I'm only using because I can duplicate them and it's a lot easier to get than redstone dust. And observers, that completes the entire first layer.
Now I just need to... I just gotta do it all over again, I guess. So we just like restock on all of our resources. Starting the next layer on day 31. Let's see how fast we can crank this sucker. I think I've developed actually a lot of really good strats in the past like hour, which is kind of insane considering how long I've been doing this challenge. And it makes me very excited and happy because it's like, I don't know, it's just like actually fun. And then I just need to repair. This is the only one that's broken so far, and we just repair it with a button. It's just like so cool. It's like I'm actually just jump starting a car.
If you're curious how I'm placing blocks so fast, I'm not actually using an auto clicker. This is a vanilla feature. If you change your right click button to any keyboard and make sure that's the last key you press, if you press another key, that messes it up and you have to restart. But as long as your last key press is the one you set to right click, it'll spam really fast. Sort of like if you've ever held a key down on a keyboard, it'll spam that letter a whole bunch. That's the principle we're using here to place blocks really fast. And I use it for dozens of days at a time. Also, I use my pick block and offhand button to grab two more stacks almost immediately. It's little time saves like this that add up over time. And it's even better because the farm is exactly two stacks long. Oh, I nailed another perfect 45. This one's actually 45 instead of 135. Dude, I'm actually mad cooking right now. Of course, my 45 strafes weren't always great. You have to be very precise, especially with speed too.
I can't. Lock in, Parker. I need more rockets, but you know what? Boom. I just got more rockets.
Oh, I love this.
Whoa. Chillax, my dude.
Yeah.
Get out of here. No, now you're freaking just on the farm. Now there's just going to be gunpowder in the storage.
Also, it wouldn't be right if I didn't acknowledge why I'm using moss instead of dirt. And some of you probably could have guessed, but it's purely for the fact that melons can grow on moss, and it's something that I can harvest automatically. I mean, I think there's technically ways to harvest dirt automatically, but it's like super bulky. Like, look at my moss farm. This is literally the whole thing.
Is that the whole layer planted? That's the whole layer planted. Wow.
That took, what, 3 days? That's pretty good pace.
The last video in this Melon Challenge series was on my second channel, and it was a complete failure. I didn't really talk about it, but my mental was pretty bad throughout that entire video. And one of the main differences on this attempt, I felt good. I was actually enjoying the process.
And the layer two done. Wow. Oh yeah, this feels cool. Oh my gosh, the frog technique's coming back. Leave a comment if you like the frog technique. Oh, reverse technique. You are the chest. POV, you're a chest in Minecraft. Uh-oh, wait, that's a rail. Yo!
He keeps like hitting me and then runs away.
Alright, now my first time connecting layers to each other. I'm gonna need some more redstone for this. Okay. Oh my gosh, there's a wandering trader. It's actually just ruining my farm. Sorry, Mog Swamp. I actually have a reason to kill these. Day 37. Not really sure how to feel about things. I guess pretty optimistic.
But I usually feel optimistic. Doesn't mean I'm gonna hit it. Day 37 was pretty bad. I spotted an abnormality.
Yeah,
in the farm.
Why is this guy not getting things picked up?
Turns out, one of my hoppers was a block off, so it was a pretty easy fix, but I had to be vigilant. Problems like this, if kept unchecked, could literally lag and crash the world.
And why is my flying machine broken?
The Endermen are griefing!
Oh my gosh. Actual Enderman grief. It just actually is. That's insane.
But on day 41, I had a really good sign. My Minecraft audio started going out.
Alright, I'm getting to that point where can't really hear sounds anymore.
Basically, Minecraft has a cap on how many sounds can be in a rendered area. It's like 240 or something like that. And so because every hopper minecart is making a sound, even though I can't hear it directly, it's in the loaded area and contributes to that cap.
Whoa! That was way too close.
Normally, this would only happen on like day 60, 70 of these challenges, but because I was going so fast, it started happening. Day 43, I had a weird desync with my dirt.
What?
Day 44, I was planting seeds. And on day 45, I was placing minecarts. And then day 46 was an entire day of pre-chopping.
Okay, oh my gosh, I have a double chest full of that converting into chests. That's really good. Okay,
I think that's just another layer done.
Whoa, that's dangerously close to overfilling. Oh my gosh, all of these are like getting full. Holy crap, okay, I need to add more chests.
That looks pretty cool. Not gonna lie, look at that camera shot.
I need more chests. Oh my gosh, I think I was too ambitious with this addition to the storage. I mean, I have a lot of chests though. And still more being made.
Woo!
That's a lot of chests.
That's a lot of chests.
Gonna do a quick check. Oh, okay. So there's just a hopper minecart missing here. The funny thing is, like, even though, like, that one hopper that I just replaced, it wouldn't matter for the rates of the farm. It matters because it could lag my whole operation. Like, there's just melons on the ground.
So, on day 47, I decided to do an inspection.
Okay, for the inspection, for inspecting right now. Ooh, yeah, we have a lot of melons. Okay, this guy just isn't unloading. And why is that? It's because it's off-center. It must be wandering traders and endermen who are throwing this off. Okay, there's just a hopper minecart missing on this layer. Because it's here, again, must be an enderman or something. That should fix all those. I guess I should probably check all the other layers. Like, we have another stray path here. Again, it's the same issue. I've had these issues in past challenges, but they've been a lot worse because I hadn't lit up the farm properly. And the jack-o'-lanterns are really clutching up. I'm seeing the value of jack-o'-lanterns. You know, I don't really know why, but I kind of just...
I feel like there's an analogy to building this farm in 100 days and life.
You know, the beginning is like getting your footing, getting the basic resources. The middle of the life is just like going on your grind arc. And then towards the end of the challenge, it's sort of like retirement because most of the farm is built. So the flywheel is turning, and it doesn't really matter if you build more layers, because they just don't have much time to run. That was a really long-winded explanation. I'll probably just, like, cut that out of the video, to be honest.
On day 48, I had a kind of close call with death, but there was an even bigger problem.
Yo. Frick, where's my red shulker?
That red shulker had all of my redstone supplies.
I have one guess, and if it's not there... I gotta look back at the footage.
And if it'd been 5 minutes since I dropped it, the shulker box would be despawned.
It's not there, it's not there, it's not there. Frick, where's my red shulker? That's important. Okay, I think I found where it is. I accidentally placed it next to, like, my hopper minecart maker. I think it... Okay, oh, there was two shulkers in there.
The further that I got into this challenge, the more my mechanics were just improving.
Wow, that transition was fire. Holy, dude, wait, that's kind of crazy. I need to go that far down now.
Day 49, I enchanted some shovels because we are going to be needing some dirt soon. And then tapped a bed. This will actually reset the phantom timer so you won't get phantom spawning in your world. And you don't even have to sleep through the whole night, which would be absolute travesty in this run. Day 51, I couldn't even hear my menu sounds anymore. Day 52, I killed another wandering trader. And day 53, I finally got myself some more dirt. I had to be careful, though. I need to stay in the radius of the farm at all times. So even if you have a chunk loader, the crops won't grow unless a player is nearby. Meaning, I had to stay underneath my farm the entire time I was mining dirt.
Like, this is not edited footage. I just, like, actually don't hear anything.
Like, what is this, bro?
Day 54, I checked our current storage situation, and depending how you take the news, it was either good or bad, but the storage room was full, and I needed to hard focus getting more wood. Thankfully, I have reserve bone supply, bone meal. I actually just need, like, I need more wood, but I really need to pause to get these chests in place.
This is exciting, though, like...
Dude, I'm already out of chests again. I'm already out of chests. That's, like, the best problem to have, but it's still a problem. Running dangerously low on iron. I can't believe how perfectly matched having 6 iron farms is for building. And I'm out of hoppers. I could not finish this. That layer, that's actually kind of bad. I didn't think there would be interesting content after, like, day 20, but there definitely is. We are on to the next layer, though. The grind doesn't stop.
But on day 57, I changed it up a little bit and hopped in a call with friends while building.
Also, dude, I feel like there's so much trauma if you guys do the 100 million melons again, because what'd you guys get, like, 12 or something?
Yeah, bro, like, that's kind of the back of my head, too. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I beat the 10 per player?
There's no way it's like, oh, we're going to run back the 100 million in November. Like, I would never be confident at all. Like, you guys got 12.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, isn't it, like, possible?
For lots of the time, I wasn't recording the call audio, but I was having a blast.
Oh my gosh. Danny is on his toxic arc.
Are you kidding me? No.
But on day 68, oh my gosh, wherever the day is gone, this might be my favorite day because I had an actually insane glitch. Yo, what? I'm Bedrock. Wait, look at my screen.
Yo, oh my gosh.
Dude, I've never had this. Bro, I'm actually just, I'm like hitting the gritty.
Yo, wait, I don't have my desktop audio capturing. Okay, you can say hi YouTube now, Dylan.
Hi YouTube.
Hi YouTube.
Oh, now he's shy. Bro, this is actually sorry, so sick, dude.
Sorry.
I've never had this happen before. I'm like R2-D2, bro. Or like C-3PO. Sadly, it went away when I relogged, but still, I think that's crazy. We were playing Minecraft so hard, our walking animation broke. On day 73, I bred the villagers up a little more because some of them had died, and added a lot more storage. Honestly, we were getting to the point where I was pretty much only adding storage because our farm was so big. Day 74, I had to leave the border of the farm, and because crops only grow around the player, I was literally wasting thousands of melons by getting a couple leaves. I keep thinking that's a witch down there. It's just like in my nether portal. Dude, that's so far away.
Okay, this might be the last hopper minecart that I place.
Boom.
All right. Oh, now I need to put in the powered rails and get it running.
Very nice. 8 layers. All running. Wow.
Okay, here's the dilemma here. Here's the lit dilemma. I have 25 days left, right? But these next 25 days are the days I'm going to need to place the most chests and hoppers because I have the biggest farm running. And so I think I might just stop building layers and full focus on storage. I think that's the play. My chest supplies are okay for now, but I'm definitely gonna run out, and so I need to, like, work on the bone meal, because I'm out of bone
meal. Day 76, I used my remaining villagers to build one more iron. But I also turned my attention to storage, and we were running out.
The bottom layer, how many empty chests you got?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you have one layer. Yo, you're actually just full!
Oh my, oh my. Emergency, emergency, emergency.
I'm a crazy melon farmer, bro.
Yo, I actually just need to spend the rest of the 100 days placing chests, placing storage.
Like, what?
I'm actually just losing melons right now.
I mean, I knew my farm was powerful, but it's like, how is it that powerful?
No melon farm should be this powerful, bro. This is, like, crazy. This is actually crazy.
Alright, some of the pressure's being relieved here. I might have more problem areas, though. I literally checked 2 layers, and the second layer was just, like, causing a massive issue. Okay, yeah. So, oh my gosh. Where am I, dude? Okay, how many are you? Okay, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, wait, never mind. You only have, like, 2 on these sections. Okay.
Yo, I'm actually gonna die. I can't hear myself taking damage. Yo, you're getting full, too!
Dude, I actually just, like, don't have enough... I'm just running out of chests, dude, and this is almost full too. How many chests do I have left? Okay, I'm good on chests. It's just iron, man. Yo, oh my gosh, I forgot the buttons. Alright, I need buttons. Yo, another wandering trader. Sorry, Mog Swamp. Hopefully I've explained the bit with saying sorry, Mog Swamp. He's like the only YouTuber that like will leave wandering traders. Because he plays on a super flat world and they give him super valuable resources that he couldn't get otherwise. But like, Mog Swamp in this case, I think it's justified. It's for the melons. Like, he's destroying melon production. I kinda got to, you know?
Honestly, it was becoming hard to keep track of which layer I was adding storage to. Because there were so many, and there were just chests everywhere.
This is so... Dude, like, look at all of these chests, bro!
No, I don't think I can really build more iron farms, or I should.
Actually, it's like debatable, because I gotta go to the nether, get lava, that wastes time, and then I gotta fetch more villagers or breed some, which either tanks iron rates or tanks melon rates. And I just don't know if it's worth, because I think these farms just keep on running. I think I have enough iron.
Okay, but I really just need to eat breakfast, so I'm just gonna go eat breakfast.
Nice. First AFK day on day 80. That feels kind of high.
All right. I actually had lunch there because it was kind of late. Oh, it's day 80.
It's really cool. The later I get into this challenge, the more it's just reaping the rewards of what I've done.
I felt pace locked by my melon farm. It was really only worth it to keep adding storage at this point, but I was just out of iron, which meant for the first time in the challenge, I was just waiting. And while waiting, I mean, you can already see it in the background footage, I logged on the lifesteal server and got a heart.
Dude, you are a pro, dude.
I sniped the hearts. There's the electric, good sir.
There you go.
And thank you for the heart.
And in classic fashion, he was trying to kill me. I mean, I don't have any proof, but tell me this is not a trap.
You want to see something a little bit that I've been working on a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
And this is kind of what I have going on here, and I'll explain it to you.
So there's so many monsters.
So just come down. Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know if I want to go down in the hole. I'm going to be honest. I kind of need to get back to farming melons.
You don't want to see this? This is really cool.
No, not really, to be completely honest. Even when I'm not on the lifesteal server, I'm still escaping traps. Like, there's no way he wasn't trying to murder me there.
I can't believe I sniped that, bro. I'm farming melons.
Day 83, I calculated how many rows of chests each layer of the farm would need, but I also kept finding grass blocks clogging the machines.
Do we really have another Enderman issue?
Yep.
Another Enderman issue. It's actually insane how many Enderman griefs I've had.
Day 84, I had all the chests I needed, at least according to the calculations I made earlier, but I didn't have the iron. So,
update, it's day 86. I'm, watching the Technoblade potato series the past time. Just finished episode one.
Let's see how much iron we have.
Not enough. Not enough.
Ah! 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 No! No! Wait! Actually, too many.
Why is it only some?
It's only like... Dude, it's actually like only the center four double chests. That's so weird. I guess not weird. It's because there's like holes in the side. So like, not as many. Dude, I am running out of storage. I don't have enough wood and iron to keep up, bro. Oh my gosh, this has one... Dude, this is on its last leg too!
Because the centers harvest more melons. Oh my gosh. We got any casualties? How's the farm looking?
I don't think we've had any more Enderman griefs, so we're chilling. We're chilling.
I just need more iron, but I'm not about to build another iron farm, bro. I have eight.
I have eight!
So I got like another hour of AFK.
We're day 90?
Wait, I was supposed to come back by day 89. Uh-oh, spaghetti-o.
That was a really good lunch, though. Holy crap. I made turkey for the first time, ate it with some rice and broccoli, and then I had a smoothie with vanilla protein powder in it. Holy guacamole, that smoothie was good.
I finally had the rest of the hoppers and chests for the whole challenge.
It actually feels so weird. In the past, I would have looked at this inventory and just gawked in amazement.
And now it's just kind of the normal.
Yep. Oh my gosh. We caught it at a good time. It's like almost full.
Bro, this is gonna take so long to count.
How long is it gonna take to place all these hoppers and chests actually? I should have thought about that.
Is this top layer just full? Top layer's just full.
Like, what do I even do, bro? I have 8 days left. I just want this to be over.
Alright, I'm gonna turn off the moss farm. I don't need any more. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Four more days.
What's gonna happen?
Oh my gosh, dude. Just the lower down I get, the crazier it is.
I went a little overboard on the chest, so I'm not gonna lie. But better overboard than underboard, you know?
And to be fair, that's not that overboard. That's not that overboard.
I actually can't get over it, dude.
What?
This isn't even the bigger layers. This is like one of the smallest layers. This is the third smallest layer, bro. And it still just looks insane. Let's go down here. This looks a lot. Like, I just want it to be over. I want to check so bad, dude. I want to know.
Yo, what do I even do for 4 days?
That's an hour and a half, bro. I just don't want to do anything. I just want to know right now.
Maybe I should, like, work out.
And before I knew it, it was day 100. As soon as it hit day 101, I would freeze the game and begin the count.
Oh! It just turned to day 101. /tick freeze. Boom. Okay. Everything... Okay, we've committed now. Everything's frozen in place. Pistons, melons. Yeah, I'm just gonna break all the flying machines. This is so goofy. I just don't want to pick up any melons that I didn't farm, you know? Oh my gosh, Enderman grief? That's a crazy unlucky Enderman grief. It didn't stop the flying machine. Okay, I can unfreeze. And all the flying machines should stop. Nice. All right, I'm just gonna get to counting because I really want to know, and this is low key gonna take a long time to count.
Now I still don't hear any sounds, so I think the first thing on the agenda
/tp. Oh, I gotta turn on commands again. /tp entities type hopper minecart.
Boom! Oh my gosh.
And then we pull our a handy dandy trick. I'm destroying so many minecarts right now. Like, you can't even tell.
You can't even hear it either.
Wait, let's look at the entity counter. Entity 700. 600. Oh my gosh, this is gonna take a while. Okay, we have 580 left. Don't you dare!
No! Oh no! Oh no!
Wait, I can just do the same thing again. Literally just the same command. Oh, there we go. There we go. Look at that. Oh my gosh. That was kind of sick. Oh, I can finally hear sounds, bro. Oh my gosh. All of that was only one layer. Oh my gosh. Wow. That's interesting. You can see the waves of melons because certain parts of the farm grow faster than the others. That's really cool. This view is kind of crazy too. It's like up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. This is always the best layer to do because you can almost run straight through it if you angle yourself properly. There's three, I think, done? Or no, that's four, right? That should be four. The first row is always so satisfying because the other ones, like, they just have hoppers with them too, so it's hard to mine this speedily, you know? Man, this is a grind in itself. I feel like I want to have something interesting to say here, but I feel like this just speaks for itself. I don't know how much of this I'll actually show. I've been doing this for 30 minutes now. Like, just let that sink in. I've been doing this for 30 minutes, and then I'll teleport all the ones that fall at the end of each row. 30 minutes! And that's it. That's it. As tradition, we gotta check all of the other chests around the base, which, like, I don't think I should. I was pretty organized this run, so I'd honestly be surprised if there were any extra. Maybe in this chest? 24, 13. Throw it on the ground and then pick it up so it counts. Wow, what a challenge, man. Actually, what a challenge. This one finally started working! Yo, actually, why was it not working? Was there, like, an iron golem here? No, because I checked. I can't believe we're at the end of the video. Like, there's nothing left to do but to check a number. And, firstly, shout out to Squilly. He helped me a lot concepting how to farm better. And Fulham for the 100 billion project and everybody who helped in that. And to all the redstoners that build the farms, Big Booty 17, ENX04 specifically. Couldn't have done this without the crazy farms that people have developed. And I guess there's one last thing that I wanted to say. Every melon challenge, I've gone into it thinking, I can do this. And as the days go on, I start to think, well, maybe not so much. And always, on the final day, I get a sickening feeling. I get anxious, I'm nervous to look at the statistics, because deep down, I don't think I've done it. And every single time, 5, 6, 7 times that I've done it, I've lost on every single one.
Can you farm 1 million melons in 100 Minecraft days?
No! Are you kidding me?
But today, I redeem myself by farming not one, but 10 million. I had 3.9 million. A failure.
No!
Oh, I didn't think this would really happen, but I'm kind of just getting a sick feeling to my stomach because I don't think I hit it. There it is. 33 hours of work. This is like my fourth attempt, fifth, sixth, I don't even know how many. 6.9. Thanks everybody for coming. We have 40 people in the Discord that'll be swapping in and out for the next 33 hours.
Even if we didn't make 100 million, which
but we did,
I will reveal to you very soon.
Two, one.
We got 12,490,000.
I've never won a melon challenge. But this time feels different. I don't feel that way.
Oh my gosh.
The numbers are overlapping. It's at least 10 million.
I don't even know, actually. Wait, I don't know.
I mean, that's gotta be 10 mil. That looks exactly the same as the poof. Okay, okay. I actually, dude, I freaking hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I need to see. I don't know. I actually don't know. Frick, man. Where is it? Is it data?
Scoreboard?
13,900,000.
Wow.
That breaks the record for 10 people.
Yo, wait, that
doubles my previous. Wait, you've gotta be kidding.
Oh my gosh!
I more than doubled it.
You're kidding me.
GG's, baby. GG's!